The Chief Executive Officer of the Minerals Commission, Ben Ai, says stringent measures should be taken against foreigners who engage in illegal mining in the country. He suggested that they be deported. He made this known at a news conference in Accra. Mr. Ai told Radio Ghana's Judith Doe that the commission is reviewing sanctions meted out to people who flout the mining laws.
The foreigners, of course, like I said, to work in this country, in any sector, you must have a West End. I believe there are quite a number of them, as has been said by the Chinese embassy and some others, coming illegally, and therefore have no permit to do anything. So I guess that it probably will require us increasing our surveillance on them, finding out those who don't have any permits whatsoever. Some don't have even permits to be here. But those who don't have permits to work, if they are caught working, the next thing to do probably is to deport them. And I think we would have to do a lot more. No respect.
Some Ghanaians who have been issued licenses passed through the back door to transfer their licenses to the foreigners. What is the criteria for issuing licenses? And if there is any check in place to stop this kind of thing?
To get a small-scale mining license, you must be a Ghanaian first and foremost. That's the most important kind of qualification. Once you're a Ghanaian and not a miner, then you can be given a small-scale mining license. And the size of land you can be given depends on whether you are alone or in a group or a company, so on, but no more than 25 acres. And we have tried to facilitate the process as much as possible. But over the last few years, we have been processing not less than 200 applications for the year. And so as we speak, we have about 800 licenses that have been granted. That indicates that desensitization is going down the road. But the problem is that, like you rightly said, there are Ghanaians who collude with foreigners to do illegality. That's not acceptable, and we need to deal with that. When it comes to our attention, we either would revoke their license or even report to the security agencies or work with whoever it is to understand that what he's doing is wrong and possibly terminate that agreement. Because, again, in law, that agreement would not even have any force at all. And so those are some of the things that we have done.
Yeah, it is obvious that the sanctions being meted to these people is not stiff enough. What is the commission doing about this?
Together with the minister, together with the judiciary, we have had discussions, and it is intended that we are going to amend the sanctions into material respect. Currently, law requires that if you are mining gold illegally or whatever mineral, the mineral you have won will be confiscated to the state together with a fine. We want to amend that to make the sanction a custodial sentence so that if you are caught doing illegal mining, you would be jailed. You wouldn't be given an option of a fine. You would be jailed. Even if you are fined, you would be jailed as well. That's one of the things. Again, there are significant equipment being used in the illegal mining industry. Unfortunately, these are rented, and these are rented at very high prices and so on. What we intend to do as well is to amend the law to include a confiscation of these equipment to the state if you are found doing illegal activities. And we think that with that kind of sanction, those renting the equipment to them would stop doing it. If they stop, it would curtail the activity and we'll be able to manage it.
Chief Executive Officer of Minerals Commission in that interview with Judith Doe.
The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, says illegal gold mining, chainsaw operations and fraudulent sale of land have become a real threat to the security of the country. He has therefore called on staff of the ministry to be resolute in fighting these activities. Mr. Hammer was addressing the media review workshop of the ministry in Kofodia. Here's a report on the meeting.
Mr. Hammer said these illegal activities, which are of dire consequence to the peaceful and sustainable economic and environmental development of the country, must be tackled head-on. The minister said he looks forward to the day when Ghana will restore its vegetation cover, which currently stands at 1.6 million hectares, to its original 8 million hectares, the day when illegal gold diggers will not have a market and cease operations, the day when land guards will be out of job, when land transactions will become transparent and efficient. Mr. Hammer charged the staff to be selfless, patriotic, and have the future well-being of the country as a major priority and consideration in all they do. The chairman of the board of directors of the Minerals Commission, Fred Ohinekena, said with the zeal and commitment exhibited by the minister in leading the fight, he is hopeful that the illegal activities would be a thing of the past. Ziadon Tehini of New Juabin Traditional Area and chairman of the Eastern Regional Lands Commission, Nanako Diakese, who chaired the opening ceremony, said putting an end to the menace of galamsey, illegal chainsaw operations and fraudulent land sales calls for personal conviction from all persons involved in the chain.
report on the mid-year review workshop of the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. The chiefs and people of Samaboy Bekwai in the Western region are against some Chinese nationals who have just moved to the area with heavy equipment to embark on Galamsey operations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a resident, Bismarck Owusu, and an elder, Nana Kobna Asma, said the people have vowed not to allow the Chinese to destroy their cocoa farms and water bodies. They spoke to Seth Aya.
They are in town for about a couple of days, and the chief and the people of the town are decided to go on demonstration against them because they are here to destroy our cocoa farming. And Samaboy district is the leading producer of cocoa in the whole nation as of last year. And for that reason, the chief and the people of the town is not going to sit down for the Chinese food to destroy our properties and our crops. So they are going on demonstration against them as well as the government of this nation for allowing the Chinese people to operate in this area. So we go there to ask them for their permits, but they couldn't provide any permit to us. Since then, we determined as illegal mining, because since they couldn't provide any permits from the government of any source.
Are they being accompanied by Ghanaians?
No, we don't have any Ghanaians among them, but from their source, they have one person leading them from Ghana here.
And they didn't mention the person's name?
No, we don't know the person's name as of now.
Where are the Chinese and their heavy machines?
They are in the town here, and as I'm talking to you, I'm with the chief of the town. We have a discussion with him because we are going to start the demonstration from today onwards, this afternoon. So we are going to do the demonstration from this town to the district capital to go to the DC and the MP for this district this afternoon.
You want to mobilize your people to demonstrate against these Chinese. Have you been informed as to why they are in Samaboy?
We went to them, we inquired for them, they told us they have been instructed by the chief of Asingwa, he is the overlord of the land. We went to the chief, he told us he has not directed them to come. It means they came here illegally. In fact, they have brought so many heavy machinery. They have conquered the whole town, almost all the villages around. A village called Sefi, Agra. We have more than 100 Chinese there. And presently, they have Samaboy town. Almost all the villages around. It has been covered with these Chinese. And as such, we the people of this town, Samaboy, the inhabitants, you never allow them to destroy our cocoa farm. And if we allow them, in fact, it will go against us.
Have you reported them to the police?
We reported them to the police. That was yesterday. And the inspector here told us he is informing his head at NJ. He didn't give us any tangible reason. So we suspect there was some fishy deal between the police and the Chinese. We rang our MP, Mr. Jetua, last night. He told us he knew nothing about them.
What about the DC? Have you informed him?
When you ring him, the phone will tell you he's out of coverage, so and so. That's the reason why we say we are demonstrating against the government and the Chinese.
A resident, Bismarck Owusu, and an elder, Nana Kobna Asma of Samaboy Bekwai, talking to Seth Aya.